And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to review a French wine. This is a combination Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. Now, I like both wines. I do like a good Cab, and I do like a good Merlot. But will these two great tastes taste great together? We'll find out tonight, right here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, as we all get together and drink with Rick. Of course, if you're just joining me for the first time, or for the 139th time, because this is the 139th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, I do have show notes. This is a stream of consciousness show. Yes, it is. But I do have show notes, and they're right here. I have them right here. But I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them that much at all, because the show is not about me. The show is not about me. It's about the wine a little bit. I just kind of open and pour a taste review of the wine. But the show is really about you and me. Us getting together on a Saturday night, just sitting back, kicking back, being together, relaxing, having a good time with our favorite libation. You don't have to drink wine. You can drink whatever you want. Or don't drink anything at all. It's fine. Just as long as we're together. Snack on whatever you want to snack. I do have some foods to pair the wine with that my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared for tonight. And hopefully they will go well with this wine. We'll see. But it's really important that you get in the chat and chat with me, because I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how your week went and how your Thanksgiving holiday went. And just tell me what's going on with you. And let's just chat. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. Those are things that kind of tear people apart. And that's what this show is not about. What the show is about bringing people together. And that's why we have the wine, because wine does bring people together. And we want to bring people together. That's what the show is really about. We have folks here in the chat that have met new friends in the chat in the past. And, of course, I've met a lot of new friends in the chat in the past. Also have a lot of old friends, too. That's what this show is about. Okay? And Drink with Rick is available, just to let you know real quick. If you want to watch the show live, it's available on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. The Twitch channel is Drink with Rick, and the number one, Drink with Rick 1. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. And on Facebook, Facebook is Drink with Rick on the Facebook page. I mentioned Facebook last. There's a story behind that, but we won't go into that right now. Okay. Anyway, you can watch live. You can get in the chats live and chat with me. I'll chat with you. We'll chat with each other. It'll all be good. Also, we're on drinkwithrick.com. We do have the website, drinkwithrick.com, and you can join me there live and watch live there, or watch later on demand. Now, we don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on the post that this live episode is on, you'll get a comment box. Type in your comments, and I will respond in kind, and we'll read the comments later. We'll talk about later on the next episode, perhaps. I have a comment from a previous episode of on the YouTube channel I want to read tonight. Also, the podcast, before I forget, the podcast goes out Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. If you can't watch now or watch later, you can listen anytime. The podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Monday nights, and you can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you click on the email button on the subscribe page, if you go to drinkwithrick.com, go to the subscribe page, click on by email, and put your email address in the box, you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And you can unsubscribe at any time, of course, but please don't. Please don't. And if you want to support the show, you can buy me a coffee. Buy me coffee is also, there's a link for that too. There's no obligation to do that by any means. I'm not really pitching that, and I'm a little embarrassed to do that, really. I do the show for fun. If you want to support, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. There's no obligation to do that. Just show up in the chat and chat with me, and let's have a great time. Now, let's check the chats, by the way. And in the chats, we have Nubitism. Nubitism's in the chat, and he says, hey, Rick is on. Oh, he says, hey, risk is on. Oh, Rick, this could be a risk. I don't know. This wine could be a risk tonight. But Nubitism, is great to see you. I'm glad to see you in the chat. How you doing, my friend? And Nubitism says, a little higher mic volume, Rick, would be nice. It's hard to hear. Is it really hard to hear? I've got it going pretty full blast. I can hear myself. I've got the feedback coming here. Are you being sarcastic? Are you being a little sarcastic? Okay. Really? You can't hear me? If you can't hear me, let me know. But if you can, am I too loud? I hope not. The volume levels are good here. Well, maybe just a little bit high. Maybe just a little bit hot. But that's what I was going to say. If it's hard to hear me, I don't want to turn down the volume, but it looks like I'm almost hitting peaks here now. So it should be okay. But let me know. Let me know if you can't hear me. I can hear myself coming in feeding back from Twitch. So on the Twitch channel, I hear myself on the feedback, and there's like a 4 to 5 second delay. I've learned how to work around that, by the way. But it sounds okay to me in the feedback loop. Okay, let's check. Well, let me know if it really is hard to hear. If I really am too loud or too soft, let me know, and I'll see what I can do to adjust that. All right, let's see. YouTube is kind of quiet here. Let's check Facebook. Facebook, my lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat on Facebook. She says hi, and hi right back at you to my lovely wife, Chi. And by the way, thanks for the nice spread tonight. I've got to show everybody what you prepared for the show tonight. And this is it right here. Camera 3 is up. This is, she prepared a really nice corned beef. She had corned beef and cabbage prepared. It's just the corned beef here. And we have some spaghetti and meat sauce. And we have the, I think this is the, what is this? Is this the unexpected cheddar with parm? And then we have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda and some crackers to help clear the palate with. That's all right there. So I guess the audio levels are okay. I hope so. I don't want to be too soft, too loud. I am a little bombastic sometimes. So, you know, I come on, a little bit loud anyway. All right. Well, I'll try not to be too loud or too soft. So, so looking at that, hard to hear. Let me know. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at this wine that we have for tonight. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is what we're opening up. This is it's called a Revelation. Revelation. This is a Cabernet Merlot blend. This is a 2019. It's a Pays Doc. This is a Badette Clement, and I think it's pronounced Chi. I'm not sure. My French is terrible, just like my Italian. And I'm part Italian, which makes it even worse. All right, let's take a look at the back of this wine. I'm going to read the back of this wine. It says Revelation Cabernet Merlot Pays Doc. Revelation Cabernet 55%, Merlot 45%. So they have it right here. 55% Cabernet, 45% Merlot, has a lovely deep red color and a velvety appearance. The nose displays very intense aromas of dark chocolate, cherries, and blackcurrants. Ooh. This wine is rich, round, with mature tannins. This is a very complex and elegant wine. It is best enjoyed with stew, steaks, duck, or geese, none of which I have on that platter. Best served around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, I should have looked. I should have read this label before the show. I did not. Well, we're serving it at room temperature. Sorry about that. There's 14% alcohol by volume in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. Let me see where it's bottled for Badette Clement in France, imported by Latitude Wines Incorporated, Danville, California. Latitudewines.com is the website. I did not go there, but it's probably someplace I should have gone. I should have read the label. No, I did not. I sometimes just grab a bottle of water, wine. I grab a bottle of wine and just open it up and let's see what this is. All right, well, we're going to open it up in just a few moments. Let me check the chat one more time. By the way, this is an open chat tonight, so feel free to jump in the chat. Nubatism says, I am on Twitch. Yes, I know you are on Twitch, and I'm glad you're on Twitch, and I'm glad you're here, by the way, Nubatism. Let's see. I have got a foil cutter, and I'm going to cut the foil around the top of this bottle. And that didn't do a very good job because I didn't use much pressure. There we go. That's better. All right. Now we have the foil removed from the top of the bottle. And, of course, I'm going to... This is a traditional cork in this bottle. Last couple of weeks, we've been opening it with a cap. We've got a regular cork. And so I have a non-traditional corkscrew to remove this traditional cork with. This is a real cork, right? Yeah, I think it feels like one. We've been getting some artificial corks lately. So let's put it in there. Let's pop it out. Whoa, wait a minute. It is an artificial cork. It fooled me. The top of it looked like a real cork, but the inside, I mean, around the sides and the inside, it's an artificial cork. Let me take this cork up for a minute. It fooled me. And in these bright lights, that is not an easy task. Look at that. Where am I? Okay, here we go. Artificial cork. How about that? Or maybe it is a real cork. I can't tell anymore. They've polished the cork. I tell you, no. Enough of the cork. Okay, let's go ahead and pour this wine. I want to get the drink, and we can look at the cork later if we get bored. If we get bored with our lives, we can look at the corks. For now, no. Okay, I've got the aerator in the bottle, and then to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buytwoareos.com. I'm going to pour a little bit of this wine into the glass. Not too much right away. Save a lot of that for the birthdays and everything else. By the way, Nuptism, the score guy, Darcy. I toasted her on the third. We had a Thanksgiving special on Thanksgiving Day, and I toasted her birthday. And I'm going to do it again just because, well, because I can. It wasn't Saturday night, and it just didn't seem official, I guess, unless I was toasting it on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. So we're going to toast her birthday again. How about that? So where was I? Oh, yes. I'm going to let this wine, I'm setting it aside. I'm going to let it breathe a little bit. Let me give it a little swirl here. Give it a little bit of a swirl. Okay, wow. Looks like it has, it's got some legs to it. I'll tell you what, 14.5% alcohol, that's just a baseline, I think, folks. It might be a lot higher than that, so I better go easy on this wine tonight. Easier said than done, right? If it's any good. If it's not any good, then it might be... might be a short show tonight. A really short show. Okay, so let's set this aside for just a moment. While it's opening up and breathing, let's find out a little bit more about this wine. So I checked around online, and it's there. This is a Revelation wine. It's fairly well known, and it is fairly well reviewed. Reverse Wine Snob has it here. They call it an eye-opener, and they mention it as the Trader Joe's Bedette Clement Revelation And they're saying bulk buy. That means that they must really like it. Reverse wine snob. I checked it on a Wine Searcher. And also, and Wine Searcher gives it a pretty good rating. It gets a 4 out of 5 star user rating, saying red, rich, and intense. I checked Vivino, of course. Vivino gives it 3.8 stars out of 5 stars. And for the most part, the reviews are fairly positive. I think they say that I'm just scrolling through the ratings, but they're saying that it is worth trying out, and so that's what we're going to do. So, but they do say it's $7.50 for the 2019 vintage. I checked on Wine Searcher, and most of the prices I see here are worldwide. As a matter of fact, Worldwide Wines in Belgium has it for $9.86 a bottle. I guess that's U.S. Widgenhandel Edward Mall, Netherlands, $8.91. This is worldwide. The Art of Wine in the Netherlands, $10.87. I couldn't find really too many places here in the States that had it, and I guess that one of the reasons why, most of it's out of the country. Lillian Wine in Hong Kong, $13.85. Well, most of these are in the Netherlands, so that's interesting. I haven't seen that happen before on a wine that I've looked up on Wine Searcher. That's very interesting. But I can tell you how much I paid for it, because I have the Trader Joe's receipt right here in my hands. And it says, Revelation Cabernet France, $7.99. That's what I paid for it from Trader Joe's, our local Trader Joe's here in Charlotte, North Carolina, $7.99. We will see what kind of a $7.99 bottle of wine it is as I go ahead and try to taste this bottle of wine. Before I do, let me check the chat one more time. Quiet on YouTube. Not unexpected. And on Twitch. All right. Let's give it a little whiff. Oh, they said it's complex. You're not kidding. It smells a little complex, but I'm you know, let me get the chat back up here. All right. There we go. There are the chats. Okay. Another whiff. It does smell a little bit chocolatey. I'm getting cherry. I'm getting some cherry, which I would expect from a Merlot and a Cab Blend, cherry and raspberry. I'm getting a lot of red, fruits in here. I'm also getting a mix of black fruit too, but I'm smelling a little bit of a chocolate. That's very interesting. Let me give it a taste. Wow. That is very complex. I want to say that it seems a little jammy at first. This is a fairly bold wine, by the way. And as they said, the tannins are actually rather smooth. It does have some tannins, but the tannins are actually fairly smooth. Interesting. That's interesting for this wine with Cabernets and Merlots. I would have expected the tannins to be a little bit more tannic. This is fairly smooth, actually. But I am getting the cherry. I am getting the raspberry. I wanted to say there's some black cherry in there, too. But it is a little chocolatey. It did say, and you go back to the back of it, it said there were notes of chocolate notes, and I could smell a little bit of chocolate. It says very intense aromas of dark chocolate. And you know what? I think that's what I'm getting. That's what it is, dark chocolate in here a little bit. So that actually, that's pretty interesting. But it is very, and it has an has a fairly long finish, but it is a somewhat smooth finish. It's kind of a smooth finish on this wine. It is a bold wine, though. It is fairly bold. I think this would probably go good with some steaks. Some grilled steaks, maybe some barbecue. Let's see how it goes with some of this food, because we want to check it with some of this food right now. This is what I've got here. I've got the, and I'm not so sure about the corned beef here. We'll see. And the corned beef is, it's been sitting here for a little bit, so it's a little bit dry right now. Very chewy. It's good corned beef, but it's a little on the chewy side. As it gets cold, most meats get that way. Okay. Interesting mix. I can't say that is the best pairing. Yeah, it's kind of acidic with that. Kind of an acidic mix with that meat. I can't say that that's the best pairing with... the face I made, it was unexpected. But it's not bad, but it's not my first choice for a pairing with meat. I think this would go a lot better with, say, like beef and lamb, things like that. Maybe a barbecue chicken, probably a better like that. But maybe even chicken wings. I don't know how to try with that. But the corned beef, not my first choice for a pairing. Let me go back to camera 3 for a minute. And I'm going to clear the palette, too, just a moment. Okay, back to camera 3. Let's see. We've got the spaghetti. I'm going to pull this over here so I'm not making a huge mess. I'm going to clear the throat, too. Okay, so we've got... I'm going to twirl it on my fork like a traditional Italian would, but I'm just taking a little bit here. Let's try it with this. Spaghetti and meat sauce. This should be okay. Okay, that's good. That's decent. That pairs pretty well with the spaghetti and I think if it's a meat sauce or meatballs in the spaghetti, I think it's fine. Spaghetti by itself, if you just have a tomato sauce without the meat, it's okay. But meat sauce, this has meat sauce, so it's better. I think it works better with the meat sauce in it. Put that back up there for just a moment. Let me go ahead and clear the palette one more time, and we'll try it. We'll try it with cheeses. How about that? All right, back to camera 3. Let's go ahead and try it with the, let's try it with the Parmesan, the unexpected cheddar with Parm. And I don't expect any surprises with this. That would be unexpected. I'll pour a little more wine here. Let's try it with that. Oh, good. Yeah. I like that mix. Mm-hmm. I think if you have the pasta like I do, where I put plenty of Parmesan cheese on it, maybe some Romano, this would probably work well with that mix. Now, even if it's not a meat sauce, if you have some Parmesan, this is unexpected cheddar with Parm, so it's primarily cheddar cheese, but it has Parmesan in it. You know what? I'm going to have to try that on some spaghetti sometime. Not tonight, but sometime. And this actually works pretty well with it. Whoop. Now, considering that, I just lost the cat. Considering that, let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. I'm not expecting any surprises with this. If it didn't go well with the Gouda, that would be unexpected. So we're going to do that and give it a taste. If you've never had the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, it's very Gouda. Nice and creamy. Actually, it's a good mix. It goes well with the Gouda. It brings out a little bit of the smokiness with the Gouda. And this wine does have a little oakiness to it, just a little bit of oaky taste, but it kind of, that little bit of oakiness kind of brings out some smokiness in the cheese. Very good. They're very good. The cheeses, it goes really well with. The spaghetti, yes. But the corned beef and cabbage, not so much in my opinion. That's probably not the best pairing for that. But that is the pairing that we have here. And I'll give you the final review at the end of the show. As we get down into the bottle, that's what I always say. You have to really get down into the bottle to really appreciate the wine and give the wine a chance to open up. And that's what we're going to do. And then I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. In the meantime, let's go back to the chats. Let's see what's happening on Twitch. And Revere is in the chat, and Revere, welcome to the chat. Glad you're here. Welcome to the chat. And Revere says, "What would you rate the taste of the Merlot of the wine itself?" I'm reserving that towards the end of the show, but I mean, at the outset, I would say that it's pretty decent. I mean, I like a good cab, I like a good Merlot, and when you have those blends, and there are a lot of red wine blends that are Cab and Merlot blends, or a Cab and Syrah Merlot, or Cab, or, you know, they mixed two or three of those wines together. Sometimes they don't work too well. Sometimes they do. I think this one, so far, I'm liking the wine. It's actually pretty good, and I am getting a little bit more of the chocolate notes in this wine as it opens up a little bit. So, but really, to be honest, I did not chill the wine, and I think, to be fair, I probably should have chilled it. It might have been a little bit better at the outset than it is. But, you know, as you get a wine out after it's been chilled and it starts to warm up and you start to get down in the bottle anyway, it's at some point it reaches room temperature. So, I don't know. Rivera says, I see. And like I said, it went pretty well with the cheeses, and it went well with the spaghetti with the meat sauce. Just not so much with the corned beef. If you're having a corned beef and cabbage, that would not be my first choice. But I think this would probably be a good choice to go with maybe a nice lamb, and be good to go with a pretty nice steak. And if you have a barbecue chicken, like my wife does, great barbecue chicken wings, that it would probably go good with that too. I wouldn't turn down this bottle of wine with a half a dozen of her barbecue chicken wings. I'll have to say that, because they're amazing. They really are. But the wine itself, it's not bad. It's actually quite good, I think, so far. And I love cherry. And there's plenty of cherry in this wine. And I like strawberry. But the black fruits, and I'm tasting some black cherry in here too. I think the black fruits mixed in with the red fruits like this make it a little bit jammy. It's not overly jammy, but it's a little bit on the jammy side. So, you know, it's okay. I don't like wines that are too jammy. And this one's all right, but it is complex. It is complex. There's a lot going on here in this wine. Tom Antio's in the chat. Good to see you, Tom Antio. He says, "Hi, I'm drinking water." I'm drinking water. Well, Enjoy your water. What kind of water is it? Probably the same stuff I'm drinking. H2O water. Okay, so we have some birthdays to toast. I want to toast some birthdays tonight. Let me check Facebook one more time. Okay. And YouTube. Okay. And we've done that. Now let's go back to the show. And actually, the chats are part of the show, so. Okay. Get in the chat and tell me what you're drinking. Rivera, what are you drinking? Or what are you not drinking? What would you like to be drinking? What would you like to see me drinking? And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can get a bottle and drink it too, if I can obtain it. You know, they're not, all these wines are not available everywhere. Okay, so let's go to the fireworks. We're going to go right to the birthdays. I'm going to cue the fireworks. Fireworks cued. I have some birthdays to toast. I really do. A lot of birthdays. I'm going to save one birthday for last because I already toasted her earlier for on the Thanksgiving show, the Thanksgiving special that we did on Thanksgiving night. But in the meantime, I want to toast my good friend Rob. Rob, your birthday is today, the 27th, November 27th, 2021. And Rob is a fellow podcaster, goes way back. He is one of the old guard podcasters, as I am as well. Rob's been podcasting probably a little bit longer than I have. I've been podcasting since 2006, so I've been doing it well over 15 years. Rob has been doing it, I think, a little bit longer than me. But he also works for Libsyn, which is a podcast hosting company. And Rob, your birthday is today, the 27th. Happy, happy birthday. It's an honor to toast you on your birthday. So happy birthday to Rob Walsh. Here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Rob. I have another birthday to toast, and this one is for my friend Richard. Richard, I'll pour a little more wine than that for Richard. Richard, he is also a fellow podcaster, and he does the Self-Protection Essentials podcast and videos. Anyway, Richard, your birthday is this coming Monday, the 29th, November 29th, and I want to say happy, happy birthday to you. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Richard. To Richard Liebspack. Happy birthday. Okay, I have another birthday. Next birthday to toast is for my good friend Todd. Now, I've mentioned Todd. I know a few people named Todd. One, of course, is Todd Cochran. It's not his birthday this week. But this is for another friend of mine, Todd Hughes. And Todd Hughes and I go way, way back to our days working in IT, to OnForce and to the Force Field. And when I had the Force Field podcast and developed the Force Field community, this was a community for IT professionals. Todd was one of those IT professionals who became not only became part of the community, but he became an integral part of the community. Very important part of the community because he was also one of our admins for the Force Field community and the Force Field forums. And I've had Todd on the show. I think I have. Anyway, not this show. I mean the Force Field podcast when I was doing it. Anyway, Todd's birthday is also the 29th. That's a Monday, this coming Monday. Richard Liebspack and Todd Hughes. They're both their birthdays are on the 29th, this coming Monday. Todd, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Todd Hughes. Another podcaster who I'm going to toast, he's having a birthday too. A lot of podcasters with birthdays this month. For Benjamin. Benjamin? And Benjamin's birthday is coming Tuesday, the 30th, November 30th. He is a fellow podcaster. We know each other way back from the days when I was doing the Force Field. When I was doing the Force Field, I was part of the Tech Podcast Network that was owned and operated by Todd Cochran. the other Todd I mentioned earlier. And Benjamin has his podcast there, and we got to know each other a little bit there, and usually through the back end with the other podcasters, where we have discussions and things like that. And Benjamin is also a ham radio operator. So Tom Antio is a ham radio operator too, but Benjamin's also a ham radio operator, fellow ham. So he's a fellow podcaster and a fellow amateur radio operator. So Benjamin Straw, happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Benjamin Straw, birthday's coming Tuesday. One more birthday I want to toast is for my friend and very old friend of mine, and who's very important to me, especially in the early days of my working at WFL. As many of you know, I worked at Channel 35, WFL Channel 35, which was a Fox 35 affiliate later on. But in the beginning, it was just an independent station in Orlando, Florida. And my friend Carl was the head of the film department there. And he was the one who hired me. He was my supervisor in the beginning. And he didn't move on to bigger and better things, of course, but he was my supervisor. He was my hiring supervisor, hiring manager, I guess you'd say, one who hired me for the job, which I am forever grateful for, because it turned out to be a great dream job, and I became part of the WOFL Channel 35 family, who they all mean so much to me. And this is for Carl. Thank you, Carl. And thank you for everything, by the way. Carl's a great guy. And Carl Carden, your birthday is this coming Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. To my good friend Carl Carden, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. To Carl. Okay, so I have one more birthday to toast, and I did toast her, as I mentioned before. I toasted her on this past Thursday night on the special one-hour A Drink with Rick Thanksgiving special that we did. And this is for my good friend Darcy. Darcy, I think a number of people know Darcy in the chat here in Twitch, because Darcy is the betrothed of that Square Guy. And that Square Guy is one of my favorite streamers. He is, he and Tommy Antio, my favorite streamers. And Tommy Antio, you know, that Square Guy. And CM Cinder, she's in the chat. We're all part of that Square Gang. And that Square Guy, he does streaming. He and Darcy do live streams of Lego kits. They put together Lego kits. And they do some game streams, and they do some baking video streams, which are always a lot of fun. And really, really, really cute couple, really great people. And I always enjoy being in the chats with them, and also the entire Square Gang. Some really nice people in that Square Gang. It's a very, very nice, very nice group. Very nice group. And I am honored to be a part of that. Anyway, Darcy, your birthday was, I believe, was it the 25th? I think it was the 25th. Because I said the 24th, and then I realized, wait a minute, because you're in Australia, and I think the time, we're like, are we behind or ahead? I don't know anymore here in the States. So I think your birthday is actually the 25th, right? Is it 24th or 25th? Forgive me if I'm getting the exact day wrong, because the world just kind of, you know, it's all turned around for me as far as which day is what and what part of the world it is. But your birthday was, I think, the 25th. I think, now that I think about it. Anyway, Darcy, to Darcy Stardust, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. Here's to Darcy. And I think that does it for the birthdays. This is what we're drinking. Once again, it's a Revelation Cabernet Merlot blend. It's a Pays-Doc, Badette, Clement, and Chi, or C. I don't know how that's pronounced. It says 2019 is 14%. 14.5% alcohol by volume, so we've got to take it easy. And Revere says, don't drink much wine. I'd like to try out some decent wine out there. Oh, he says, I don't. Tell me not to drink much. That's probably good advice anyway. Revere says, I don't drink much wine. I'd like to try out some decent wine out there. Currently, I'm drinking some good old H2O, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's a lot to be said for the health benefits of drinking water. A lot to be said for it. And one thing that I learned, I haven't been practicing lately because, I've been on an eating binge lately. But when I was trying to lose weight, and I am going to try to lose weight, Chi, I promise you. I'm going to try to lose this weight again after the Thanksgiving holidays. But one thing that I had heard that I was told, and that was a good practice to do, is drinking a lot of water every day actually helped kind of slow away a lot of the fat, clear your system out, and also kind of reduce the fat in a number of ways. And one way was because if you had a lot of water and you were hydrated, you weren't as apt to eat as much. You wouldn't sit there and eat because it would kind of curb your appetite somewhat. But the other thing that I learned was that if you have about 8 ounces of water every morning when you first get up, when you first wake up in the morning, have 8 ounces of water, that really does help you lose some weight. It worked for me. It did work for me. It's just that I've kind of gotten out of that habit of doing that, and I need to get back into it. But that's a good practice. And drinking some good old H2O, nothing wrong with that at all. And here's to you, to Revere. Toast you with some H2O. And that's another thing. I do keep – the water that I keep here is not just for clearing the palate in between trying out foods with the wine. It's also there to have some in between the wine glasses because As some people are aware of, that red wines, that's why a lot of people like to drink white wine, because they generally don't have that red wine headache, the headache that is associated with having a lot of red wine. And that a lot of that headache comes from the tannins in the wine and things like that. But the and it comes from a couple other things too. But the red wine seems to bring on the headaches, the wine headache, the infamous wine headache, more than white wines do. And what is a good way to counterbalance that is to, in between drinking the red wine, you also drink some water. You know, have 3 or 4 ounces of water in between drinking the glass of wine. That helps keep the headache from coming. It helps prevent the headache. So I've been told, but it works. It really does work. I can attest to that. It does work. So just a little tip that I'm just passing along. I didn't come up with it. I'm just passing along. All right. Let's see. Let's check the chats one more time. And Chi, thank you for the, by the way, thank you again for the lovely platter here. And checking YouTube. Okay, let's go back to Twitch. That's where the action is happening right now, right? All right, we have some national days to toast. Everybody ready to toast some national days? And you are certainly welcome to do this with water, to toast with water, taste with water, toast with water. Better go easy on that wine tonight, Rick. So, what do we have here? Oh, yes. National days. Time for the national days. And let's see what November 27th is. November 27th, which is still today for another 8 minutes and 1 hour. 1 hour and 8 minutes. November 27th is National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. All right, let's start off with something sweet, right? Something sweet and sugary. Bavarian cream pie. I like Bavarian cream pie. Well, it's not my favorite pie, but yeah, I've... If I go out to eat somewhere, it used to be when I'd go out to like a cafeteria or something that had the pies there and that I'd have them wrapped in the cellophane and everything, and you'd pick a pie. And sometimes they're out of everything except the variant cream. And I'd say, okay, well, I guess I'll have the Boston cream, the Bavarian cream pie. I'd have a slice of that. And good stuff. So I'll drink to National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. It's also National Kraft Jerky Day. Now, I love jerky. And this is Kraft Jerky. National Kraft Jerky Day. My wife makes a little jerky on her own. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. National Kraft Jerky Day, I will drink to that. Now, today is also, in case you weren't aware of it, today is also Small Business Saturday. The Saturday after Thanksgiving. As you know, Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. Everybody's out shopping, things like that. The Saturday after Thanksgiving is Small Business Saturday. Now, the idea, if you're not aware of it, the concept behind Small Business Saturday is that if you're going to go out and do some holiday shopping, for instance, do any kind of shopping that normally you would do on Black Friday, if you're going to go out and about and shop for things, rather than go to the big box stores and shop there, because they, you know, big box stores, they make enough money as it is. The small business, go frequent and shop, buy from the small businesses in your area. The mom and pop stores, the small shops, things like that. The ones who are really, really rely on your local business to just stay alive, to stay floating, to stay in business. Very important. And the thing is that, you know, what is it? 85% of the country, a business in the country are small businesses. I mean, we're talking 100 employees or less, usually often less than 50 employees. Small Business Saturday. If you can, whenever I can, I like to support small businesses. I have had it. I've owned a small business before, a couple of them, and I work for a small business and currently, and I'm a big believer in supporting your local business. Your local small business. So here's the Small Business Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I will drink to that. By the way, Monday, of course, is Cyber Monday. And the company I work for, by twoyradios.com, we're internet-based. So that's really normally our big day, Cyber Monday. However, this year, so I've been told, is that even though and of course, every year, online businesses have been chipping away at the big box and the actual retailer, the brick and mortar. That's what I was thinking of, brick and mortar retailer. And this year, they've really outdone it because it sounds like, from what I hear, is they did, I can't remember exact figures, but it was in the billions, that instead of going to the local stores and buying from the brick and mortar retailers, everyone went on, you know, a lot of people went online. So there were still the crowds, there were still people in the stores, but it wasn't as big or as heavy traffic as it was online. That's from what I heard yesterday. And each year, it's becoming a bigger, bigger thing, buying online. So that's the trend. And I expect that trend to continue, really. November 28th, which is tomorrow in another hour and 2 minutes. November 28th is National French Toast Day. Hey, gee, maybe we could have some French toast for breakfast tomorrow. There we go. National French Toast Day. I like French toast. Depends on how it's made, but I do like French toast. National French Toast Day. I'll drink to that. French toast sticks, too, you know, especially if they're like cinnamon, sugar, and all that. And here I am talking about losing weight. You know, that's not going to happen as long as I'm eating cinnamon, sugar-coated French toast sticks. for National French Toast Day. November 28th, tomorrow, is also Hanukkah begins. Hanukkah changes annually, November 28th, 2021, and Hanukkah begins tomorrow for all those who celebrate Hanukkah. By the way, all these national days come from nationaldaycalendar.com. I'm getting all these from nationaldaycalendar.com, and the new calendars for 2022 are out now. And I'm going to see about picking up a couple. Maybe we'll give a couple away on the show towards the holidays. You know, I love to do giveaways, and come on in the chat, and we'll do a couple of little contests and things, and see if we can do a couple of giveaways. Maybe we'll give away a calendar or two coming up this coming month. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. And once again, Marlo Anderson is the CEO of NationalDayCalendar.com, and he provides these. And he's a friend of mine on Facebook. And thanks to Marlo, I'm able to bring you the national days every week. So I think that does it for the national days, right? I think that does it for the national days. Anything else going on here? All right, I do want to read a comment because while I have it up fresh and before I forget, I do have a comment I want to read, and this is from this is a YouTube comment. Let me check the chat one more time. All right. So I have a comment I'd like to read that I was supposed to read a few weeks ago. It was left on one of the wine streams, previous wine streams, and I kept forgetting to put the comment in. I want to do that right now. Let me pull that up for just a moment. Here we go. All right, so this was from Chris. And Chris, I apologize for not getting this comment read earlier. For some reason, I put it up there. I had it up here, and I kept stuff got in the way, and I completely forgot. I get caught up in the moment, you know, because this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Okay, enough excuses. I should have read this already. But this was a comment on the Black Box Cabernet Sauvignon Tasting Review. This was an episode we did about a year or so ago where we reviewed the Black Box wines. And these are wines that come in a box. You know, you ever seen those wines in the supermarket? They, instead of coming in a bottle, they come in a box. And this was one of those. I reviewed that one. This was the, and it's called Black Box, Black Box Wines. This was Black Box Cabernet Sauvignon. So I reviewed it, and as I recall, it wasn't a bad wine. It wasn't really bad. It was actually pretty decent. I was actually a little surprised about that. Anyway, Chris says that currently sipping from the 3-liter box of the 2020 cab, I'm enjoying it for the price point. I agree, medium-bodied wine and pairs interestingly well with Brie. Thanks for your thoughts. And that is from Chris. And Chris, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate your comments on that. And yeah, as I recall, yeah, it was a medium-bodied wine, and I had Brie. I had some Brie in on that episode, and I tried it with the Brie, and it actually went fairly well with the Brie. I wasn't really expecting that. That was kind of unexpected. And it worked out pretty well. So, Chris, here's to you. Watching now or watching later, here's to you. Thanks for your comment. I really, really appreciate it. Okay. So, this could be a short show tonight. No, it's an open chat. So get in the chat and talk with me if you'd like to. If not, it's okay too. Let's see. We've got a couple of likes going on here, I think. Okay. Appreciate it if you're liking the show and not commenting. That's all right too. Okay, so I've got the dad jokes lined up, but maybe I should tell a couple. Huh? A couple of dad jokes. Who wants to hear a couple of dad jokes? Anybody have a dad joke they want to share? If you have a dad joke you want to share, you can throw it into the chat. That'd be cool. Tom Antio says you're drinking clear water. Clear. That's the kind of water you're drinking is clear. That's good. Not a lot of backwash. Huh? Ba-dum-bum. I've got my, what is it? No, it's on another. Okay. So let me open up and we'll go with a couple of dad jokes. I got a couple of dad jokes here. Here's one. Here's a bar joke. A guy walks into a bar and he was disqualified from the limbo contest. You think swimming with sharks is expensive? Swimming with sharks cost me an arm and a leg. When two vegans get in an argument, is it still called a beef? Okay, I like that. That's a good one. That car looks nice, but the muffler seems exhausted. Okay. If a child refuses to nap, are they guilty of a resisting arrest? Good question. I've read some of these already, I think, in the past. Let me find. I like this one. I'm going to read it again. What's brown and sticky? A stick. That's a favorite one. What do you call a belt made of watches? A waste of time. W-A-I-S-T. Yeah, get it. A waste of time. Okay, whatever. What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? Prime mates. Some of these are really dumb. Really dumb ones I'm skipping over. So you can tell. You know what, though? I'm afraid for the calendar for the rest of this year because its days are numbered. My wife said I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward. Okay. Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dear math, grow up and solve your own problems. Have you heard about the chocolate record player? It sounds pretty sweet. Yeah, that didn't go over well. What else can I say here? I think that probably does it for the dad jokes, doesn't it? I'm really... what does a lemon say when it answers the phone? Yellow. That wasn't even worth... Okay, that wasn't even worth reading. Okay, I've read that one already. Okay. My dad told me a joke about boxing. I guess I missed the punchline. Okay. How does a penguin build its house? It glues it together. It glues it together. Okay. Okay. I think that's I'll give him this one. Enough dad jokes for tonight, okay? If you have any dad jokes, feel free to put them in there, and I'll read them. If you don't, that's fine, too. Let's see. Let me check the chats again. It got real quiet when I started reading the dad jokes. I can't tell if everybody's laughing or cringing or just running away. Ba-dum-bum. All right. I think we'll just close it up a little early tonight. Look, there is one thing I'd like to mention. Hurricane season is almost over. It's almost the end of the month, although a hurricane could come any time. But I tell you what, we've got winter storms approaching. The winter storms are approaching, and you want to be prepared. You really want to be prepared for any kind of winter storm. So what I would suggest that you do, go to ready.gov. That's R-E-A-D-Y.gov. It's a government website. Look for the lists of emergency, all the lists that tell you what to put into an emergency preparedness kit. Put yourself together an emergency preparedness kit. Third item on the list is a weather radio. You know where I'm going with this, right? Third item on the list is a weather radio. If you go to, well, that's the wrong slide. Forgot which one I'm on now. Where am I? If you go to buytwowayradios.com, buytwowayradios.com, they have all kinds of radios there, emergency weather radios. If you go to buytwowayradios.com, get your emergency and weather radios there. If you use the promo code WINESHOW, and I had my, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know what happened to it, honestly. All right, there it is. Boy, I was unprepared tonight, wasn't I? If you go to buytwowayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW, W-I-N-E-S-H-O-W, at checkout. You can save 5% off your order. And this is good not just on the weather radios, but it's good on any kind of radio, GMRS, FRS radios, ham radios, CB radios, any kind of radios. Go to buytwowayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW, and you can save 5% off the entire order. Now, here's the interesting thing, right? This weekend, of course, being Cyber Monday coming up, Cyber Monday, there's a cyber holiday sale going on. So you can save even more on a lot of these specials for this cyber holiday. And if you use the promo code WINESHOW, you can save even more. Now, you didn't hear that from me, okay? But that's just you can save even more on top of some of that. So go to buytwowayradios.com, use the promo code WINESHOW, and save an extra 5% off your order on top of a lot of the deals they're doing for the cyber holiday sale. And for full disclosure, I am the product manager for buytwowayradios.com. I don't make any extra for promoting it on the show. They don't pay me for doing this, okay? They pay me for doing my regular job. I am as the product manager. They don't pay me for doing this, okay? This is just something that my boss said, here, give your viewers and listeners of Drink with Rick a promo code so they can all save 5% on their order. And I said, fine. And that's what I'm doing. So this is for you. The company's making 5% less. So they didn't have to give me a promo code, but they did, and so I'm giving it to you. Anyway, use the promo code, use it in good health. But please, most of all, whether you get a radio from us or not, go to ready.gov, put yourself together an emergency preparedness kit, and it's a good thing to have something like that in the car anyway. If you're driving around, you get stuck somewhere, you've got an emergency radio, you've got an emergency flashlight, you've got all kinds of gear there where to help you out when you get stuck on the road somewhere. You just never know what's going to happen. Okay, so go to ready.gov and get your emergency weather kit together. That's a government website, and that's free. Okay, I have no connection with ready.gov site at all. Okay, it's just a public service that I'm providing. All right, so this is what we've been drinking tonight: the Revelation Cabernet Merlot, a Badet Clement and Chi, 14.5% alcohol by volume. It's 55% Cabernet, 45% Merlot. And I'm liking this wine. Now, let's go ahead and do this final review. The final review I have is I liked it. I like it. It does. And as it's opened up a little bit more, it's actually, let me see. Yeah, I'm still getting the chocolate in there. I was getting the chocolate right away. But again, it's got smooth tannin. Or tannins, but it is a dry wine. Smooth tannin. It's getting a hint of sweetness to it at the end as it goes down. In the finish. Just a hint of sweetness. But it's pretty much a dry wine. It is a fairly bold wine. So if you don't like a lot of bold wines, this might not be the wine for you. It's somewhat acidic, I guess. Somewhat acidic. But it has some cherry, a lot of cherry in this wine. A lot of red fruit in this wine, but some black fruit too. I was getting a little bit of black cherry also. Getting some cherry and strawberry, I believe. And a hint of chocolate in this wine. It's very interesting. It's a little on the oaky side, and then as it's opened up a little more, it's a little oakier. I think it's a little bit jammy, but not a whole lot. So overall, it went pretty well with everything on this plate. It went pretty well, except for this. It went well with the spaghetti and the meat sauce. I think it would go great with a meatball in there, too. I think it would go great with steak. And it'd probably go okay with a burger, too. Lamb, I think it would be fine with lamb. Maybe some veal. And I think that it went really well with the cheeses. The cheeses are overall were pretty good pairing with this wine. I really liked it. The only thing that I didn't care for was pairing it with the corned beef. And it just wasn't really the best pairing for me, to be honest. And you might like it, but it wasn't my first choice for a pairing on this wine. But that's my final review. I recommend it. $7.99 from Trader Joe's. Pretty good deal, I'd say. I'd say this is about a $15 bottle of wine. Please, Trader Joe's, if you're listening, don't jack it up to 15, please. Not right now. I know we got inflation around, but please, $7.99, I think it's a good price. Good price for this wine. I like $7.99. You can't really go wrong. I think it's pretty good. But that's my final review on this wine. Go back to Twitch one more time. Pretty quiet in the chat tonight. It's after the holidays. It's the holidays. Everybody's just out holidaying around. Is that even a word? It's my word. Maybe I can trademark it. Holidaying around. Okay, so I think I've had enough. Enough wine. Enough everything. So we're going to close up right now. Once again, I want to thank everyone for being here with me in the chat tonight who showed up in the chat. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, of course, and for making this lovely, lovely platter that she put together. And I also want to thank everybody who's watching me on YouTube and Twitch and on Twitter, too, because I hadn't really been following the Twitter. For all I know, there was a lot of people watching me on Twitter, and I just never do it. Apologize if there were. I just don't have, we don't really have a chat thing going there, but, we've got the tweets, but on Twitch, I want to thank everybody joining me on Twitch. I want to thank, Nubitism for joining me, tonight, and, Revere and, Tom Antio. Thanks for being here with me in the chat and everyone else who joined in and who's watching now, because there are folks watching now. That aren't chatting with me, but it's okay. It's all good. All right. I want to say that next week, I don't know what we're going to pull out of the hat next week. We'll see. It'll be a surprise. So join me here next week. And let's see. What else we got here? Oh, Tom Antio says good night. Good night to you, too. Appreciate you being here. Look, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for being here tonight. I do. I really appreciate it when you come in and talk to me and chat with me and drink with me. Even if it's water, it's okay if it's water. It's fine. Perfectly fine. I want to ask everybody to please, because we're still on the holidays, and the holiday season is just starting pretty much, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Please don't drink and drive. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. You know the drill. Also, it's important that you don't text and drive. Please don't text and drive because that's also dangerous. You know, my son and I and my daughter, my son and my daughter and I were driving back from Boone this past Wednesday and last Wednesday, and there was a lady in front of us who was texting, and she's flying. She's doing what, 60, 65 or better down the highway, and she's just texting away with her phone in front of her while she's kind of doing this, you know, kind of doing this, more this than this. And she was right behind a flatbed, a truck pulling a flatbed, and I was thinking, I don't want to be anywhere near this lady. So I got away from her as fast as I could. I got around and drove off because I didn't want to be anywhere near her if that truck ahead slammed on his brakes or something, and she's just or even if he started to slow down and she wasn't watching. This is extremely dangerous, folks. Please, I've seen too many people doing this. This is extremely dangerous. Please do not text and drive. You know that even looking down at your cell phone for less than 5 seconds, you know how far you travel doing 60 miles an hour in 5 seconds is the length of a football field? Think about that. That's extremely dangerous. Please do not text and drive. This is for, I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm just telling you this because I care about you. This is for your own safety and for the safety of all those around you. Please don't drink and drive. Please don't text and drive. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.